Fret Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 68 Cannes Film Festival, and I'm joined by director Marcia Tambuti Allende, who is presenting a documentary, Allende, Mi Abuelo Allende, in the director's fortnight. I think the best question to ask to start off the interview would be if you could tell our listeners a little bit about the story that you choose to portray in your documentary.
Well, I think it's told like from a granddaughter point of view, like someone in a family. This could happen anywhere. That inside a family, no one talks about something that you really want to know. And as I just said, this happens everywhere. But in my family, also there was this other layer, maybe. Yeah. That he's a public image, and there's a paradox between what they talk outside in a political way and that in the inside we didn't talk about him in an intimate way.
Exactly. I want to get to the personal touch of this film because I found it extremely just wonderful. But also I think we should talk a little bit about Allende, the man, of course, who is a central subject in the documentary, and the man, of course, who is such an important political figure in Latin America. I believe, you know, he became the first Marxist president in a Latin American country, which is you know, no easy task, you know, and somehow changed the course of history. And therefore, you know, you growing up as, you know, the niece of such an important figure, but not really knowing, because you were very young when, you know, when he passed away, is that correct? How did you gradually come to know who he was and what he did?
Well, I was less than 2 years when he died, and I'm the granddaughter, and I just knew him first as all exiles did. I mean, with only almost one face portrait. And every 11th of September, we make some political act. So for me, he was a political figure. And I couldn't feel, like, really related. But this is in a, like, intimate way. I thought, like, okay, I admire him, but I don't have anything in common with him. Indeed, when I realized that I wanted to go and undertake a search, I was in the UK, I was making an MSc, and maybe because I wasn't living either in Mexico or either in Chile, I had, which are like my both countries, I could like see, have a panoramical view and said, I don't know who my grandfather is, really.
Exactly. And in a way, you were forced to grow up in a place that was in Chile, too. So going back to it, did that also impact the way in which you worked on the documentary?
Well, yes. I think I have like also like a kind of cosmovision that it is a lot of Mexican way of looking at things. But this thing of being like just the idea of making something public, maybe is because in my childhood, I felt that my grandfather belonged to much, to thousands of people, not
right.
Only to us.
Oh, yeah, exactly, yeah. And now, about the personal touch, it was very interesting because while I watched the film, there's certain sequences where you actually ask members of your family whether he ever came up in conversation, whether they wanted to know more about him. And my initial reaction was, how could you not want to ask something like this? And then I thought about it, and I actually don't know a lot of things about my own family. So, you know, that's very interesting.
It has to do with this, with relating the public to the search of someone in their own family, or a secret in their own family. And well, this was like a name, and the narration to be like, what happens to me in my case also. So, but at the beginning, I didn't think that we needed like to talk with my cousins, let's say, because I was just thinking of what they could tell me. And afterwards, when you realize that it's really like a family dynamic that I wanted to reflect, then it was like more obvious that also this third generation or second generation, we needed to talk. I haven't talked with my brother even before this film about my grandfather. So it was really important to break this kind of taboo.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it's your journey, as well as an actual a documentary, a biographical documentary. It's more like a journey that you're going through yourself. That's kind of a structure that is sort of driving the film, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, that's the key point.
Now, your grandmother is a fascinating subject in the documentary for us. She's 95 years old. Was it? Did you ever feel a little conflicted in approaching her to ask her all these questions, even when she kind of refused to talk and she was kind of keeping it all in herself?
Oh, quite a lot. I indeed went to therapy and asked myself many hours of reflection, can I do this? I don't want to hurt her. She just suffers so much. But I also have the right to know. It's my cousin who tells me, like, come on, if you don't ask, everything is going to be lost. So, like, thinking that sometimes people at the end of their lives are more open to speak about it because they look at it reflectively, I think that's what happened with my grandmother. She opened at the time she wanted. And if not, she just remains silent.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I think her journey is also very clear in the film. This is your first feature documentary, isn't it?
Yes, indeed.
Tell me, what was the experience like, and did it help that the subject was so personal and dear to you?
No, I think, well, in a way, maybe yes, but it's very difficult to be in front of camera also, I mean, in front of the shoot. And to try to kind of have control. So I just learned after, when we became closer with my team also, to just rely on them. And we have lots of hours of discussion after seeing the material with the whole team and in the editing. It really wasn't easy.
It really wasn't easy.
I could tell
because it's such a personal subject that you really would kind of maybe even just feel like, am I going too far in really showing it to a wider public? Did you feel that now? Do you feel that now that the film is in Cannes? That's, you know, it's very personal, or is it a relief to get it all out there at last?
Well, I knew that if I was going to make a film, it should be honest as a principle. So I want to stay close to this aim, or stay loyal to it. But, so this is part of the very huge work with my team, and why it took us so long also to the editing, because even though your aim is like, I have to be honest, this has to be transparent, you feel this shyness because you're exposing not only your own vulnerability but also your family's. So of course it's not easy, but it's like, okay, I mean, this is not really harmful. This is going to, I hope this is going to be in a way healing, or I think it's for good.
What about the actual aside from the family identity, what about actually dealing with a figure that is so highly regarded in political history, and that, you know, people that, you know, all over the world are very much aware of, because he's also a quite important figure. Do you feel the responsibility of exposing a side of him that people aren't familiar with?
In a way, yes. It's also kind of paradox, because as I felt like the or that I shouldn't be egoist and I should share this because he belonged to more people in the world. Also, it's like, well, I kind of trusted that his figure was like strong enough or like to do my search, and I wouldn't find something evil or something like that. But indeed, I think that the film, without having that purpose, now it recalls of the way politics used to be, with great causes and with self-sacrifice, and I think we should recuperate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, final question. Well, actually, it's a two-part question. There's a lot of archive material in this film, a lot of which I think has been seen for the first time. You saw a lot of it for the first time too. Is there any plans of exposing it further to the world?
Well, I think the shooting took like 3 years, but well, the whole film was almost 8 years, so it was quite long. I would love to make a book with some of these images. That and we are going to make like small capsules that with the Salvador Allende Foundation to continue doing outreach.
Outreach, okay.
Yes, sorry, some outreach and with some part of the material also.
Well, that's wonderful, and I'm looking forward to hearing more about that. And I wish you all the best with your wonderful documentary, and thanks very much for talking with us about it.
Thanks to you for giving me this opportunity.
Thanks very much, pleasure. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.